Welcome to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Narrow Road Between Desires, page by page, and then we talk about it. One page at a day, and you're on this ride with us. This is page 157. What? Wilk said. Naturally falling water, Beth said. You can't dip it out of a barrel or a stream. You have to catch it while it's still in the air. Water falls out of a pump when you pump it, Wilk said without any real hope in his voice. Naturally falling water, Bass said again, stressing the first word. It's no good if someone just stands on a chair and pours it out of a bucket. What do you need it for? Pim asked in her little piping voice. And what will you trade me for the answer to that question? Bass said. The little girl went pale and slapped both hands across her mouth. It might not rain for days, Wilk said. Pim let her hands fall away and gave a gusty sigh. It doesn't have to be rain, his sister said, her voice dripping with condescension. You could just go to the waterfall by Little Cliff and fill the bottle there. Wilk blinked. Bast grinned at her. You're a clever girl. She rolled her eyes. Everybody says that. Bast brought out something from his pocket and held. That's the end of the page. I'm Bill.
I'm RJ.
And I'm Amrita.
Bast is just winding him up. It's like his number one mission right now.
And yeah. Poor Wilk is just like kind of a little bit hopeless. I mean, he's just given excuses left and right, needs his little sister to come up with it.
He has one idea, and when that doesn't work, he's out.
It was my idea. So are you smarter than a country bumpkin fifth grader? No, I'm not. We knew that already.
I get the feeling that he's been written that way to highlight his sister. Mm-hmm. Like she's the fun part of this page, and just to make it like stand out how sort of precocious and funny and smart she is, he has to be like really dull.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Do you think Rothfuss wrote this scene just so he could make a Jurassic Park reference?
What?
He says, it's you're possible. A clever girl.
It's possible.
I think so.
Just like I he was making the Martin ones.
Far-fetched.
You know what? That's my strong flag I'm planting, my strong stance. This scene is inspired by Jurassic Park.
Are you abandoning yesterday's flag, or this is a...
Maybe I have two flags. Maybe I have two flags. I like how Wilk, as soon as he can't pour it out of a bucket, just goes, but it won't rain for like days and days. When am I ever going to get this done? As if he's going to just hold something. He's going to hold a jar and try to catch rain in a jar. That's even worse.
I feel like at least he thinks of rain, right? I don't know. I feel bad for Wilk here. I think Bast is intimidating and he's putting you on the spot like that. I don't know. If I put you up and I asked you to think of where you would find naturally falling water, maybe I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know. I'm trying to empathize with Wilk. That's my flag.
Do you want to be charitable?
Wilk did nothing wrong.
Wilk is just under pressure. That's all.
It is just kind of funny how the top of the page is just, what? Water that's been caught midair. Oh, Wilk.
I do like when Bast asks Pim what she will trade for, whatever it is. Well, what do you need it for, right? For the knowledge? She has to like slap her hands over her mouth just to not say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I realize I'm about to walk into a trap. I have to make sure that trap never happens.
And I think yesterday Pat brought up Elodin. And this reminds me of that again, where, you know, Koth is asking him three questions or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Elodin tricks him into asking some stupid question.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, right. You can't take it back now.
Yeah.
This feels like that again. Except that Bast is now Elodin and Pem is Quoth.
Do we think
you're saying Elodin is Fae? That's what it sounded like you said.
Or Bast is a namer.
Oh. If I had to choose between those two.
There's only two choices.
Elodin is Fae or Bast is a namer. Nothing else can. One of them is true. I would go with Elodin being Fae, or at least being close to Fae in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think that the Fae magic of Grammarie reminds me of shaping. We said this like a while ago, mm-hmm. that it might be connected. So I wouldn't put Bast in the Namor category.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I also just like that Elodin uses that word in Shaden. I just think that's a fun word anyway. When he notices Quoth's cloak, he says, oh, you're in Shaden, implying he has a shade. I don't know.
Yes, I agree.
I believe we have an in Shaden letter today. Oh.
Good segue.
Do you have it handy?
I do have it handy. It was going to be my segue, or I was just going to start making dumb jokes. And I think it's just better to just read this wonderful letter.
Go for it.
Let's go.
All right. So this letter is from our friend, the Jade Blade. The Blade writes, Dear Narrow Pagers, regarding page 134, there are a number of divination systems that take into account the orientation of the pieces when doing interpretation, such as the tarot, runes, and the, I think, I Ching. I am sure there are many more that I am not familiar with, but it seems to be a fairly universal concept. In fact, the embrolls remind me of runes specifically in a lot of ways. Yours always, the Jade Blade. Thank you, Jade Blade.
Yeah, thank you. Did you say in Jaden and I just missed it?
I said in the Discord at one point, I said Blade and Jade, Blade and Jaden, oh, like in it. Shaden.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Okay. Just because I like playing with the words. I might have been pronouncing it wrong. It might be I Ching or the first. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll look that up, but another kind of. Divination.
So do either of you know anything about tarot or runes or the third item?
Yeah. Or Yi Jing, usually translated Book of Changes, is an ancient Chinese divination text. Thank you, cursory Google, and thank you, Blade and Jaden. I will have to look that up. I don't know really much about either. I know just a little tangentially about tarot, just from it being something that people talk about. And then anything I really know about runes is from fantasy stories. I don't know. How about you two?
I don't know anything about them at all.
I'm very much the same, but when I think of the embrolls, it sounds very much like casting bones and reading the bones or the entrails of whatever your sacrifice was, casting those down. And those would all, I would think anyway, be positionally oriented. Positions would be important. If you're casting the same bones out every time and trying to read them, of course, how they're oriented would matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume runes would be the same, but I always assumed that runes would be something that were sort of inscribed. I didn't realize they were a divination sort of tool.
Well, I think I think with embrolls it's both not only the position of them but also the one you get versus but I think that's also true with like animal animal bones. It could be, I mean, if you are scattering the bones and the head is in a certain place versus, you know, the rib, or I guess it depends on if you're using the whole, your whole set or just a part of it.
Yeah.
Tarot is a set of cards that you draw from, right?
Yes.
So the emeralds do remind me of that, in that there's like a bag and you draw some out of them.
That's true, yeah.
And then orientation.
Yeah, the orientation is the thing that messes me up. Do you draw them upside down sometimes or not? I don't actually know.
Yeah.
We are getting confirmation that you do sometimes draw them upside down.
I also know that you draw them like in succession. Like the first, if you get the Fool first versus if you get it third, it means a different thing.
Right.
And that also, well, I'm not going to get into astrology, but different, you know, you can have different signs in different houses based on where the planets and the stars were when you were born.
Such a Sagittarius thing to say.
I'm a Leo, actually, but
no, you know, okay.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, that makes sense. I love that for you.
Yes, good. Good.
So what's your sign, Bill? You strike me as a water sign or an earth sign. What are you?
I think I'm a Capricorn.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that. I love that for you.
Thank you. I worked hard on it.
Is there a sign that we could tell you we are that you would not be happy for us?
Yeah, one or two, but I'm gonna let you figure that out. That's
okay. We still need to let things
RJ
cool off
Nancy.
From the doodle controversy. We can't be laying into certain signs.
Yeah, my anti-Gemini right? agenda. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Whoa, no, hey, easy. Edit that out, please, John.
I can't get mad at Geminis. There's two of them every time.
Okay, good.
Well, thank you, Blade and Jaden, for the letter.
Yes, and please write again if there is nuance here that we don't understand. Please enlighten us.
Please. Yeah. I am a cretin. I'm a barbarian. I need to be put somewhere and be told to memorize culture for days on end.
Memorize culture? Culture.
Yeah.
But you know what? I am okay. Anyway, I'm done with this. Is all the words Amrita gets from me tonight,
and
because
we will vamp some more on tomorrow's
Narrow?
You're such Narrow. A Sagittarius. Paige.
What?
Hey!
What? I don't get it.